Community radio station.
Good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo, weekly news segment brought to you by myself, Mike Crenshaw, or Delphine Crescenzo, station co-manager here at KBOO News from in and around the KBOO community. And tonight I have a very special guest many of you are familiar with, Ani Haynes. Ani, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Right on. We're here to talk about the Grassroots Radio Conference that KBOO is actually hosting this year, which is a very big deal. First of all, Ani, what is the Grassroots Radio Conference?
That's a good question. Let's start there. The Grassroots Radio Conference came together in the late 90s as a response to, it was sort of a national directive put out by the Corporation for Public Broadcasters, which is the sort of governmental support for independent community broadcast stations. The mandate was for stations to become more independently financially viable. And their plan was to make stations that are independent community-based stations like KBOO into what was going to amount to be NPR clones. They wanted stations to cut out radical programming and fringy programming that was directed to the smaller communities that may be listening, and to replace that with programs that would appeal to a wider audience. And a lot of us thought wider audience, you know. And they called this the Healthy Stations Initiative. And those of us that were involved at the time that saw the destructive nature of this called it the Wealthy Stations Initiative. And so this was being put out, like I said, from the CPB in the late 90s. And it was picked up pretty heavily by Pacifica at that time, and modeled by them, so that a lot of the controversies that we've heard about at Pacifica stations really heated up around this issue. And some stations decided to get together and support each other nationally to see how we could resist this major push and remain true to our grassroots.
Wow. So you're talking about something that's subversive and radical, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is it's a great gathering of basically the most grassroots connected, the most independent of the community stations. And it's expanded a lot from its initial days.
Wow. Okay. So what can community radio stations get out of a gathering like this? And are there other opportunities like it throughout the year?
Yeah, there's a few different things. With grassroots, mostly what we get is a lot of peer support. So we get to see each other face to face. There's a listserv that we stay connected with each other online. And a lot of this is volunteer to volunteer. You know, the producers of the stations can ask each other questions directly through this listserv. And then we come together at these conferences and say, oh, that's what's happening at your station. Damn, that just happened at my station. Here's how we dealt with that.
Right.
You know, and so we get to share these experiences and help each other and educate each other, support each other. So that's, I think, the most ideal thing. The thing that really sets it apart from other gatherings like the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. That's a national conference, and actually they've been having regional conferences to be more accessible. And the NFCB has made many major changes for the good over the last 5 years. That conference, though, tends to be focused a little bit more on board development and staff development and financial, you know, fundraising strategies. Tends to be a little bit more for people that are into the administrative end of things, as opposed to the producers and the volunteers that make community radio really juicy.
Okay, so this is more like the blue collar.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did KBOO come to host the Grassroots Radio Conference?
Well, we've been involved with the GRC since its beginning. We've attended many, many conferences across the country throughout the years. They haven't had one each and every year for 21 years, but for most of those years, there has been a gathering. We were fortunate enough to host the GRC back in 2008 as part of our 40th birthday celebrations that year. And so now, a decade later, we're really fortunate to do it again.
Is this something that the general public, people who aren't radio producers and programmers and volunteers and staff members, is this something that they should try to attend?
There's a couple of public events that are associated with it. And so for people that are really interested in community media and in seeing how that has expanded and net neutrality issues, our keynote speech on Friday night is Mignon Clyburn.
Okay.
And she is recently resigned from the FCC, where she was the strongest voice in favor of net neutrality. And she has been a major advocate of low power FM, of community radio, and of net neutrality.
So for a lot of us who consider the FCC to be the evil entity that prevents our liberties and so forth, this might be an opportunity to talk to somebody that's been in the belly of the beast.
Exactly.
Right on.
Yeah, she
okay.
was she was appointed in the Obama administration to the mm-hmm. FCC. She resigned in April of this year, just seeing that there was, you know, very little headway. She'd been a very staunch advocate. We're excited that she's going to be in town addressing the GRC, and that event is open to the public. It's at PSU
mm-hmm.
at the Native American Student and Cultural Center, and that's the southernmost building on Broadway.
Okay.
I think the address is 750 Southwest Jackson, and she will be speaking 5:30 on Friday night, and that event is free and open to the public.
You know, when I was early in my co-manager role, I got to attend the GRC in Ames, Iowa.
I remember this.
And there was an effort, the grassroots radio conference, Hip Hop Radio Union. It's a mouthful, but there were some important people from other community radio stations I met. Two of those people are going to be in town, Alicia B., Jose Gutierrez, Alicia from KGNU down Denver Boulder. And we're actually going to, there's a public event for hip hop in the GRC at Alberta Street Pub on Saturday night. Starts about 9 o'clock at Alberta Street Pub, and there'll be some GRC hip hop artists and programmers there. Ani, what are you most excited about when you think about this GRC?
I think the thing that gets me really excited is just knowing that radio activists, and in fact, I'm going to expand that into media activists, because there are podcasters coming that may not be affiliated with any one station or another, because the media landscape's changed in 21 years, right? But I'm super stoked that these people who I would consider to be the most radical of community media producers are going to be gathering here, and we can exchange ideas, we can share experience, we can help to figure out what stations need to support each other and move us forward so that we can serve our communities better. That's, to me, that's the most exciting part of the conference.
And that's what's up. And so for people who do have the bumper stickers, for people who are members, who donate, who support, people who do have the hoodies, what will KBOO's presence be like?
Well, you know, so we're hosting it, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, we'll have an open house here at KBOO.
Mm-hmm.
So for KBOO members, for KBOO listeners, KBOO fans, come to the open house and actually talk to radio activists from across the country. It's going to be an exciting time to just sort of have those conversations. If you are somebody who has moved to Portland and you know community radio in other parts of the country, you might be able to find folks from the stations that you used to be involved with or used to listen to. It's again just a great opportunity to talk about grassroots media, to talk about amplifying communities' messages, and to talk about staying strong in resistance to any attempts to corporatize or whitewash community stations. The other public event I do want to make sure I mention is on Sunday afternoon. We're fortunate to have Wade Rathke with us.
Okay.
He was the founder of Acorn. Excuse me. And there's a documentary called The Organizer that is made about him. And that is going to be shown on Sunday afternoon. And again, that event is also open to the public. And it's again going to be at PSU at the Native American Student and Cultural Center. And that's going to be at 1:45 on Sunday. There's a small sliding scale. No one's turned away. And that is, again, a time to come together, meet other GRCers, and see a great documentary all at the same time.
So the Grassroots Radio Conference 2018 is going to be in Portland, October 5th through 7th, so a couple of days from now. And this is an awesome opportunity for people who are listening who might want to go online and find out more information about the program and you know, the events, the agenda, itinerary, so on. Where
absolutely
should they go?
Yeah, Grassroots Radio Conference, you know, I should have that URL memorized by now, but I don't. But you can search Grassroots Radio 2018, and it will come right up. Okay. I promise you that. And you can find out more information about the Mignon Clyburn event. Again, that is Friday night. And it's apparently that URL is grassrootsradioconference.org.
Okay.
Thank you, Voice of the Goddess, in my earphones. That was fantastic. So, again, Friday night, Mignon Clyburn, mm-hmm. the keynote speaker. Sunday afternoon, the organizer, the film. And Saturday night, there is an open house here at KABU. I know there's also an open house at Freeform, a low-power FM station new in town. And there's also the hip-hop event that Mike just talked about. So there's a lot of ways for the public to connect.
That's Alberta Street Pub, Saturday night from 9 on. You know, this kind of feels like South by Southwest, but for community radio before it got corporatized.
Right.
Yeah, so this is going to be an awesome weekend in Portland. Yeah.
Yeah, this conference is really, it's the volunteers. A lot of it is volunteers putting on workshops for each other, sharing experiences and skills, you know, trying to make us all stronger together.
All right, well, we hope to see folks down there. Again, this is News from the Boo. Thank you, Ani, for letting us know what's up.
All right, take care.
Good night.
KABU Community Radio holds an open meeting concerning the operations and programming of KABU in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KABU Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Program Advisory Committee meets the second Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
KABU Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor The Art of the Guillotine and other class horror stories on Friday, October 5th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the AFRU Gallery in Portland. In this exhibit, Shane Bugby has created a variety of handmade flags with messages for the powers that be, sculptural works that include $10,000 of real shredded U.S. currency, detention center Liberty Shanks, and a life-size model of a guillotine. The opening features snacks, cake, and interactive performances. Again, that's The Art of the Guillotine and other class horror stories on Friday, October 5th, from 6 to 10 p.m. at the AFRU Gallery, 534 Southeast Oak Street in Portland. More information can be found at kabu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Just to live. Listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock. This is your community radio station, and next is Kitchen Table Conversation, followed at 7 p.m. by Keeping It Real, hosted by Aron. So stay tuned, folks. Again, this is Kitchen Table Conversations with Mary and Marcelia Postlewaite coming up.
Chest lately, so look at the world around us.